With Book B, Tom Don Swaim. Lillian Hillman was 79 when she died in 1984. She did not live to see the publication of her book, Eating Together, part memoir, part cookbook. It was written with her friend, writer Peter Fiebelman, who was 10 years old and living in New Orleans when he first met Lillian Hillman.
She was, I think, around 25 years older than I am. I've never been sure because the last thing Lillian said was, I've lied about my age so much I don't know how old I am myself anymore.
Peter Fiebelman's first glimpse of Lillian Hillman came as he was coming down the stairs of his parents' home.
I remember being somewhat self-conscious and shy and abashed, not because she was a writer, I'd met writers before, but she asked me how old I was, and I said I was only 10. And she said, I don't know what you mean by only 10 isn't so young.
And she turned her back. Hillman treated everyone as a peer, even a 10-year-old, and her friendship with Fiebelman stretched over 43 years.
He was of another generation, but New Orleans is New Orleans, and customs and traditions, and there's a kind of tone to the city that stays with you forever.
Fiebelman says arguing was Hillman's way of communicating.
We traveled together all over the world, arguing most of the time on the Vineyard and elsewhere. Life with Lillian was a long, rather happy argument. It was one of her ways of showing affection, I think.
Fiebelman and Hillman also argued their way through the composition of their book, Eating Together. Whether it was gumbo, shrimp, red beans, or rice, she had her way of cooking, he had his. Peter Fiebelman is an heir to Lillian Hillman, and her house on Martha's Vineyard is now his home. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For most of her 79 years, Lillian Hillman was angry.
She was an extraordinarily feminine and graceful and kind of fierce woman. I remember her angers, and God knows they lasted all her life.
That's the writer Peter Fiebelman, some 25 years Hillman's junior, yet her friend until her death in 1984.
I guess our relationship was kind of what hers with Hammett was. By the time we got to be fast friends again, I'd written two novels and published them. Lillian kind of took me over in a way, and was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Hammett, of course, was Dashiell Hammett, Hillman's longtime lover. Hammett once threw one of Hillman's manuscripts into her face because he didn't like it, and Hillman had no reluctance about raising her voice when she saw flaws in Fiebelman's work.
There's something about somebody screaming at you or yelling at you that has more love in it and more concern and more passion in it than the very well-put, selected phrase.
Two of Fiebelman's novels were written in Hillman's home on Martha's Vineyard.
In the happy working times, we used to come downstairs from our separate rooms on the vineyard and read to each other the work that we'd done the day before.
Hillman was unrelenting.
She had no pity for what one goes through to write. She just figured if you didn't want to go through it, don't write, which is kind of the best gift you can give a writer.
That's Peter Fiebelman. He and the late Lillian Hillman wrote a fascinating book, part memoir, part cookbook, called Eating Together. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Peter Fiebelman says many writers seem to have a secret desire to open a restaurant. Indeed, for 20 years, he had dreamed of opening one with his longtime friend, the late Lillian Hillman.
About 3 years before she died, she said, look, I'm not going to live to run a restaurant with you. So why don't we do a cookbook?
A cookbook that would be part memoir, which is why the subtitle of Eating Together is Recollections and Recipes. Hillman was legally blind and half paralyzed when she wrote her part of the book, but Peter Fiebelman says she forced herself to continue because writing structured her life.
But she couldn't light a cigarette or answer the phone or go to the bathroom without physical assistance. To have your independence wrenched away from you in that way is, I think, unthinkable.
Lillian Hillman did not live to see the finished book of Eating Together. On the day of her death, Fiebelman called her to say he would be about 10 days late with the proofs of the book.
She said, you can't be late. And I said, it's just a few days, Lily. She said, you don't understand. I want to work. I want to work. I want to work.
Lillian Hillman died 6 hours later. The playwright remembered Fiebelman in her will.
She left me the means with which to go on for the rest of my life writing what I want to write. I had been doing movie scripts or helping to fix them in between novels, and I no longer have to do that.
Peter Fiebelman, who with Lillian Hillman wrote Eating Together. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.